All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 410. I am your host, GPD, here in New York, New York. And of course, as always, we are joined by a man who has a low mental load, Wombat.
I guess. I don't know.
I'm sorry, my microphone is making so much wind noise, I couldn't hear myself talk there.
That's okay. I'm just a fool to believe you are anything I need. You're like the wind.
I really like that music video.
It's a good music video. It's a good song. Classic. Classic Swayze.
Hi, Shipwreck.
Hello. I don't know that song, I don't think.
Really? It's from the Dirty Dancing soundtrack? It's Patrick Swayze's only pop hit. She's like the wind.
Just a fool to believe.
Just a fool to believe.
You can't sing during the intros because when I put music down, this whole thing's just a big clusterfuck, basically.
It's a remix.
I think that we're past where the music would be at this point.
We're not, actually.
Really?
I would know.
Did you hear it, Wombat?
Anyway. How's it going, guys? We're off to a fantastic start.
Yeah.
I forgot to order a new microphone.
We blame you.
Hopefully they have one at Target.
I'm sure they do. They have everything at Target.
Because we are Target bound next week. Woo!
Yes, going to the LA City Target.
It's a good Target. It's cool, fine.
It's fine. It's not as good as my Target.
Few are. So this is our pre E3 spectacular. I mean, we're not off to a spectacular start so far.
Let's get it going. Get it going.
Yeah, you're the boss. Make it happen, boss man.
What do you mean?
Get this show rolling. Get some energy flowing.
It's so hot here, and my air conditioner. I had to turn my air conditioner off because it's too noisy.
I know. I'm like sweating.
And my computer, you know, this is where you don't want to have a giant gaming PC running your podcast because it's just it's basically like a space heater. Anyway, so some show feedback?
Sure. King Wolfgar had to say, I actually prefer Sony's approach to the HDD thing. Hard disk drive thing. I'd rather take the 90 seconds to swap my drive than have an external hard drive and cable sitting in my entertainment center. I think it's fine that the Xbox allows for that, but it's not for me, and I don't care if Sony ever adds that ability to the PlayStation 4. I don't know about 90 seconds here.
I was wondering if you put a stopwatch on him.
That seems a little too quick, because it's, I mean, I know there's the one screw to take the top off. Then there's four screws to take out the existing hard drive. Then you got to put the new hard drive in. Then you got to screw it back in. And then you have to re-download or reinstall everything.
Well, I don't think that's included in the 90 seconds.
Well, it should be.
Oh, you don't think so?
It should be.
I'm guessing it's not.
Because to re-download all your games would take significantly longer than 90 seconds. And to say that that's not an important piece of the puzzle or a reason why the Xbox One or even the Wii U version of this is... You know, it gives it a little bit of a step up. When you plug in that external hard drive, you're done. Like, you don't have to transfer anything. With this, and a lot of people are like, well, you know, if you want to save time, you just take an extra external hard drive you have lying around the house, because, you know, I have one of those, and you plug it in, and you could transfer your data onto this to an external hard drive, install a new hard drive, and instead of having to re-download everything, you could just pull the data off your external hard drive into the new hard drive, which somehow, again, people are trying to convince me is better.
Well, then you could plug that external hard drive back into your Xbox One.
Exactly.
When the console stuff gets more complicated than the PC stuff, then that's where you have a problem.
I get it. You don't want to have a wire, I guess. I don't know. I mean, your thing probably already has three wires sticking out the back of it. But, you know, I guess one more is the worst thing that's ever happened to anybody.
I think people buy a console for the simplicity, and they don't want to do...
Which is why
open heart surgery on it.
Yeah, I don't want to have to open up my console. I'd rather just be able to stick something in a port and call it a day.
You don't have delicate enough hands to install a hard drive?
He's got pretty delicate hands.
I was going to say, come on. Do you know anyone with more delicate hands than
dainty,
me?
Dainty, I would call them.
Yeah, well, it's those are synonyms.
Yes.
I have the hands of a surgeon, really.
Both approaches have pluses and minuses to them. So,
Such as,
with an internal one, you don't have an external one.
It's pretty.
Like, that's pretty much the big advantage to having an internal drive.
But you want to do that from day one.
Right. That's the issue, is a internal drive is not as friendly to upgrade. And I don't see how anybody could argue against that point. But I don't know. I'm fine with either way. It certainly is easier for me to just plug in an external drive and throw that behind with all the power cables and everything and then forget that it's ever there.
Yeah, which is what I'm hoping to be able to do one day, as I have 30 gigabytes of space left on my PlayStation 4 hard drive.
Need something.
I have 750 gigabytes of free space on the Xbox One.
Just delete that PT game.
Re-download
that.
If I switch up my hard drive, I'll lose that game.
Oh my God, imagine.
I'm just saying.
The horror. Get it?
Yeah, I get it.
The horror.
Again, advantages, disadvantages.
Right.
Thorbon 3 had to say, "You guys were very glass half empty on Fallout 4. While you could be right about season passes and the final game not looking as good as in the trailer, it made me kind of sad that AAA video game industry has done this so many times that you just expect it to happen."
Hold on, don't read the next part yet.
Okay.
I mean, is he saying that we expect the trailers to be fake?
It's not that we're so just jaded by everything that we just assume the worst.
It's at the point now where if the game doesn't look amazing, you think, oh, wait, that could actually be the game. And then you don't know what to think.
Yeah.
There was parts of that trailer that did not look amazing.
Yeah, I think it looked like the game to me. I don't think
it'll look quite that good in the game, just because those games are so large that it's... You got to get the janky graphics in there to make a game that big.
Well, I mean, they're going to be showing... Also, keep in mind, they're going to be showing something running on a very powerful PC.
Mm-hmm. We'll find out more on Sunday.
Sunday.
When do you guys fly out? Sunday morning?
Sunday morning.
Nice.
Yes.
Cool. I'll be at the beach. Nice. Fallout, he continues to say, Fallout 3 had some of the best DLC ever created, and it was because most of it was produced after the game was shipped. Broken Steel, for example, addressed the issues some people had with the end of the game, for example. Hopefully that's the route they go and don't just take things out of the main game. It is interesting how history has shaped that Fallout 3 first DLC. Because for those who don't remember, when you originally ended the game, the original Fallout 3 game, it had a hard ending, and you couldn't just continue to explore. You had to get this DLC, which extended the game and allowed you to keep playing. But you had to buy it, if I remember correctly. It wasn't like they just patched in an alternate ending.
That would probably get me to buy it.
Yeah.
If you do that.
And I bought it.
It's pretty sneaky, yeah. Though.
It was sneaky. But there you go. I doubt
we're all very excited
about
Fallout 4.
I think so. I know I am.
It's a big budget video game that hasn't been done over and over again.
No, with mass appeal and all that, all the fun zeitgeisty stuff that I like so much.
I wonder what Wiz Khalifa would think about it.
Did you watch that video?
I did not watch that video.
Oh my God, I watched it. I started to type a Twitter post, but it was so convoluted that I had to delete it. But it was something along the lines of, you know how every now and again people will post a video and it'll be like, look at this Sizzler training video that we found from the 80s. Isn't it crazy? I think 20 years from now, people are going to go, look at this Arkham Origins, Arkham, whatever this one's
Knight.
Called. Arkham Knight.
Arkham Knight.
Look at this Arkham Knight video we found from 2015. Isn't it crazy? And everyone's going to laugh at how dumb we were in 2015.
What is
all
it?
Because of that video.
What is it?
It's celebrities playing the new Batman game. But it's so ham-fisted, and every line is essentially being read off a cue card behind the TV. It's like Neil Patrick Harris going, man, Batman's got Batman things, that Batman. And Breckin Meyer's there, and he's got, oh, man, I'm going to totally beat up some guys. Oh, look at Batman. Is that Nightwing? So, yeah, it's super cheesy. And I feel bad because they got Kevin Conroy is in it, too. You know, he was the voice of Batman in Batman the Animated Series. And that other guy who does the voice of Batman now, what's his name? Baker?
Troy Baker.
Troy Baker. Because they deserve better.
What do you mean? They were invited to an event. They deserve better than to be invited
to an event. It's not an event.
What was it?
It wasn't an event. It was it's a commercial.
Well, they're being paid. They just, what do you mean?
I hope they're being paid and it's not just like part of the contract.
Right. Are they the guys that are in the game, though, aren't they? Is Conroy in the game?
I don't know if Conroy's in the game or if it's Troy Baker who does Batman in the game.
I don't think Troy Baker's... Is he Batman?
I think he's done Batman at some point. He could do Batman. But... I wonder if Neil Patrick Harris is
Batman.
He's going to be Music Meister in the new Batman game. Confirmed. Music Meister in Arkham Knight. Confirmed.
They've spent a lot of money marketing this game.
They have. And it'll sell well. And then, it'll all be worth it. And they'll get their $40 for DLC. And they're going to get pre-order bonuses at 900 different retail stores. And nobody wins. Yeah. I know. It's depressing. Batman is depressing. Like, everything about that is depressing to me.
I did not feel bad buying the gray market code on those Steam sites. Third-party Steam sites.
How much did you get Batman for?
It was like Batman with... I mean, I don't have the code yet, so far I have nothing. But it was the game plus the season pass for like $35 or something. It was something That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I'm not going to fucking buy this shit anyway.
Good job.
But I got it for free anyway when I bought my...
when you got your... Yeah,
second video card. So
there you go.
Point is moot. What else we got here?
Are you watching anything, bitch?
Oh, we're out that already.
Yeah, we're out that already. Excuse me.
Well, read this comment here from our friend Saunders.
He wants to know, he says, Punisher is coming to Daredevil. What are your thoughts? Thought the actor John Bernthal was great in The Walking Dead. I am not familiar with the actor, but I actually prefer that, to be perfectly honest. I like familiar characters being played by unknown actors because it could be distracting. And I'm okay with the Punisher coming to Daredevil. I mean, it doesn't get more opposite to Daredevil than the Punisher. And they haven't done anything wrong yet to make me think they're going to do something wrong with the Punisher. And it's about time that they did something right with the Punisher.
Shipwreck.
The last Punisher video. Well, was it the last one? One of those Punisher video games was pretty good.
Not that one that was that downloadable game on PlayStation 3.
Not the PlayStation 3 downloadable first-person shooter.
Oh, that was so bad.
The action game was good, where you could hold people's faces up to saws and everything.
Mm.
That one was good. What were you going to say, Chibi?
You can't be a Punisher fan.
Punisher, he exists in that universe. Yeah. I'm familiar with him because sometimes he tries to kill Spider-Man.
Yeah, he's pretty dumb. He's
just Batman with no money, right?
No, he kills people.
Right, well, if Batman had no money, he would probably have to kill people too. It costs a lot of money to not kill people. You got to invent all those gadgets. You got to get the car, get the armor.
He's got a van, though.
Yeah, he has a van and he has a guy in the van.
That's not the same thing. Then you got to kill people.
And then he kills people.
Trust me, if Batman...
Mobile. It's a van.
If Batman had a budget, he would be killing people. That code.
I mean, I like the idea of the Punisher. I like the idea of the Punisher as a supporting character. I like Punisher as a supporting character. I've never personally been a fan of Punisher as a lead.
He's an interesting guy to root against. So, I don't know. Like, he's out for the right reasons, but he's just a terrible human being at the same time.
Yeah, it's why he works well on a Daredevil show, because you're rooting for Daredevil, and oh, look, Punisher's there.
Perfect. I'm in.
Yeah. That's why I think it works.
Has he ever fought Kraven?
I don't know. Kraven the Hunter?
That's the one.
I'm sure I wouldn't be surprised if their paths had crossed at some point.
I know that his cousin. Really dumb. You know his cousin, Kraven the Sandwich?
That's terrible. Actually, he has a cousin that's a detective, Kraven the Dick.
That's much better. Good one.
Thank you.
I saw two documentaries. Do you want to hear about the depressing one or the happy one first?
Let's hear depressing first. And yes, by the way, the Punisher has met Kraven in The Hunt Is Back, I believe is what it's called.
Fantastic. Yes. I have to find out who won that fight.
I believe it happened in October of 2014, if the internet is correct.
Oh, recent. Yeah. Recent. Okay.
Recently.
I kind of hope that they both killed each other at the end.
which one did we want? I forgot already.
Depressing.
The depressing.
Hit us with the depression.
Okay.
I haven't had enough depressing things this week.
So this was sent to me by a CAG, and I'm trying to find out who sent this to me so I can give him proper blame. Oh, here it is. It's from Lord Jezzo. Of course, Lord Jezzo would send me something like this. So this is on Netflix. It's called Hot Girls Wanted. Do you know about this one? It's a document.
Yes, I know a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, it's about the amateur girls who get into porn.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty depressing.
That sounds like a reason not to watch it.
Yep.
The porn or the documentary?
The documentary.
Okay. But it's interesting to see how it really goes down.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know, it's it's not that depressing. It's moderately depressing. It's interesting. Look, as a father, I would be very, as a father of girls, I would definitely want to watch it.
As a father of a girl, I don't want to watch it.
You gotta watch it.
I can just lock the door to her bedroom forever?
When the girl comes home after her, like, first, you know, after she leaves the house to start her career in porn, in like amateur porn, like the worst porn. And she comes home from the first time and she's on the couch with her mom, and the mom is showing the girl like pictures of her as a little kid, and the mom knows, and the mom's like is telling her how she in her room, she found like all these notes about orgies and stuff. And it's just like, yeah. And of course they can't even like talk to each other. It's pretty depressing.
Yeah. No,
but the happy one, the interesting one, which is actually a lot better than has any right to be, is something that's on Hulu and you can watch it for free. It's called Visual Acoustics, and it's about this this photographer who primarily photographed architecture. And it's very interesting. The guy has a great personality, and he's kind of like an old man as they're filming the show. The documentary, and you know, like he's kind of hot shit and he knows it, but he's not a dick about it. And you get to see a lot of his beautiful work, and he goes back and visits these amazing houses that he shot, you know, like 50 years ago or something like that. It's great. It's a lot better than I'm probably making it sound, but it's called Visual Acoustics and it's on Hulu and it's free. Have either of you seen They Came Together?
I saw that movie.
That's on Netflix. What did you think of it? Did you talk about it on here?
I feel like I may have talked about it briefly.
Yeah.
It's not as funny as I want it to be.
I thought like the first half was really funny.
Yeah, I agree. It starts off very well.
It's basically it's called They Came Together, and it's Paul Rudd and Amy Poehler, and it's a fake romantic comedy, basically, which is really
satire,
funny.
A satire of romantic comedy?
Yeah. And they even acknowledge that it's, you know, in the movie that it's basically fake. But I laughed out loud a lot during it. But then started to lose my interest towards the end.
Towards the end, it's a one joke movie,
and it's short. It's still short anyway. It's like 82 minutes or something.
Yep,
like that.
I like the costume party scene. But
oh, there's a lot of it's worth watching because it's a lot of hilarious.
There's a lot of funny stuff in there. It's short. I mean, if you like, you know, it's David Wayne, who, you know, from formerly of The State, who did Wet Hot American Summer and the underrated Role Models. So at least I think Role Models is underrated. You could disagree with me, but
I think I saw it and I forgot what it was about.
Oh, that's about the two guys that they get arrested, and instead of going to prison, they decide to become big brothers.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's funny.
I saw the previews for it.
I like that movie. The movie's dumb. Don't get me wrong. That movie's dumb, but I like that movie.
Okay. Yeah. Anyone have any watch this stuff?
I don't watch TV.
You don't watch stuff?
I don't even own a television.
I started watching some of Star Wars Clone Wars because that's on Netflix now.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know why.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure that out too.
I wanted to see what the kids were into.
I don't think the kids are into that anymore.
They're making a game about it, so I hope they are.
Yeah.
Is it any good?
It's clearly meant for kids because there's like way too much, at least in the first couple episodes, way too much of the battle droid humor.
Yeah, no, I can't handle that.
Right. That was like, I wanted to fast forward through the battle droid.
I heard it gets much better towards like the end, but you have to watch it to know what's going on. So
I like the graphical style of it, and the storylines seem pretty decent so far, but it's just, I had forgotten how bad those battle droids were.
Yeah, they're like Jar Jar level, pretty much. If you
right,
they don't
like
stop.
They're really bad. It's like, who programmed these robots? Why would you do this?
At least put better jokes in them. I mean, they have like a humor of a 7-year old.
Right. Like, and somebody bought an entire army of these things.
They're on sale.
I need my cartoons at the sophistication level of like the Justice League stuff, the Young Justice, or even any.
Oh,
of the,
have you watched?
I feel like they could cut this to where it could be something pretty good. Like if
right, I hear you.
Anytime there was a conversation between battle droids, just slice that directly out.
Yeah.
What's have you one? Watched any of the new Justice League? They're on YouTube right now. Machinima has them. They released two new Justice League shorts to promote this Gods and Monsters movie that's coming out. They're like prequel shorts.
Oh, I'll watch that at some point.
Yeah, they're on YouTube. There's a Batman one and there's a Superman one. They're only about 5 minutes each. They're really interesting because it's not our Batman, it's not our Superman. It's like these alternate universe Batman and Superman, and the Batman one is crazy dark.
Better than Flashpoint?
I wouldn't necessarily say better than Flashpoint, but it's you know, it's 5 minutes and it's interesting, and I think you'd like it.
I will watch it.
There you go.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
New releases?
Sure. Finally, The Elder Scrolls Online Tamriel Unlimited has come to consoles.
And we're all playing it.
I mean, I've played some of it on PC. It's not bad. It's just not what I want. And it's not what Mrs. Shipwreck wants either. We were walking into Best Buy to upgrade our iPhones, and there was a big standee out front, and she just kind of like huffed at it as we went in the store. They had plenty of copies available.
I'm sure they did.
We had another great experience at Best Buy when we were upgrading our phones too. We went in there. There was a deal. You trade in your iPhone 5s, you get $200 towards an iPhone 6. Seems pretty straightforward. Pretty good deal. The girl working the mobile counter pretty much refused to give us the deal. Like, she was convinced that it would not work. And so even though she had it up on the screen, I could see it. And I was just like, just press that button. You can do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you ask for a manager at any point?
She went and visited the manager twice while we were at the little mobile desk. Then, like, in between that, she called The Bridge, which is their, I guess, Best Buy headquarters mobile support center or something. I don't know. But after an hour, we decided we're just going to leave. And so we went to another Best Buy, and that one had an employee that got us out of there with new phones in 20 minutes.
What, did you go back to the other Best Buy and go look at these apples?
We wanted to, but we were...
You're adults now.
Somehow short on time at that point.
But you're adults now also, and you have and you have things to do.
Yeah. We did take the time to go tell the good girls manager that she was an excellent employee. So,
and if you write a letter to the president of Best Buy, you write an email rather, because I did this a lot, you know, you remember like years ago, and you'll get a follow up from like their.
Oh yeah, yeah, I've dealt with them before. Yeah, I've dealt with them before. Like, I have a hotline number that I can call to get past the original people. But yeah, they sent me an email asking me about my experience. So
right.
I will be filling out a survey for that. It's just like the weird thing about Best Buy is people go in there, and I don't understand how normal people just go in and get phones. Like, that seems impossible to me that like our parents are able to walk into a store and come out with a phone.
Because you have to do it for them, basically.
Well, no, I don't understand how, like, this is just how society works. Like, this is how difficult it is to get.
Well, I don't go to Best Buy to get my phone. I go to the Verizon store.
Well, sure, but Best Buy, you get your rewards points, and there's deals and stuff.
Nothing's free, buddy.
Right. But it just blows my mind that this is the type of thing we have to go through. But you just expect, like, at Best Buy, people walk in there, and they expect those employees to know what they're doing.
I expect it to be automated.
It is automated. It was right there on her screen.
Yeah, she
could have pressed the button.
Yeah, she doesn't have to do anything.
How did you see the screen?
Because the way that the mobile thing is set up, the screen kind of rotates.
Okay.
And after an hour, I had kind of rotated around to where I was on the opposite side of the desk.
Shipwreck was wearing the Best Buy shirt also.
Right.
The woman had already clocked out, actually. Right. I don't know if it was a woman, by the way.
It was.
He said it was a woman.
Yeah, it was a young lady. I
see. It's tough. Like, you know, if you... I don't know. If you don't give a shit about
it, I wanted to give her like $500, like, and she wouldn't take it.
I don't know. I went to Target on Sunday because I wanted to get the Halo Master Chief Collection price matched the Amazon price plus an additional 35% off, which would get it about, I don't know, just under $18 before tax. And also with my red card, so there'd be an additional 5% off, you know, on all of it. So I go and I say to the nice man at the video game section, I'm like, I would like the Master Chief Collection. He goes, sure. I go, will you price match this price? And I showed him on my phone and he goes, I'm sure we will. You just need to go to the customer service desk. And I go to the customer service desk and the woman's like, I'm really sorry, but we had an outage right here. So these computers and desks aren't working, but I'll try and take you over to another register and we'll see if we can get this through. So she takes me to a first register and she couldn't get it working. They tried three registers. They were finally found a computer that would allow them the price match. Then they had to go to another computer that would allow them to take the cartwheel, to allow them just to scan cartwheel, not take the coupon, but just scan cartwheel. And then once they did that, I paid there. But the machine wouldn't take my red card. It would only take a regular credit card. So they scanned I paid with a credit card, and they had to give me the red card discount in cash. But they were willing to accommodate everything.
Just not able.
That's really the difference between Target and Best Buy.
Exactly. And that's the point I'm making. It's not that they didn't want to help me. They physically had limitations that were that weren't letting them help me, and they were they troubleshooted and worked around doing it. And they had, you know, at one point there were then they, you know, three people trying to help me out just so I could buy a video game for $18.
Yeah, just and that doesn't even seem like you technically should have been able to do that.
Sure, I've done it before. I've done it a few times now. It's funny, the first time I did that, the woman behind the counter goes, "I do the same thing all the time." So I don't feel bad about it if it's something that this you know that the store employees.
Oh, I don't say you shouldn't you should feel bad about it. I just think that that's probably you're stacking deals that probably they're not supposed to stack. But if they do it,
yeah, I price match plus cartwheel plus red card equals cheap games.
So you're saying the difference is at Best Buy the employees think that you're trying to screw them over somehow, screw the store over, and somehow they care about that. And at Target, they just want to help you.
I think they probably have different metrics with their employees. Like, I think Target does a, like, they really value, hey, did you keep the customers happy? And Best Buy might value, hey, did you screw up your register?
Also, or, when I use my red card, they can see how much money I've spent at Target this year.
I could see how much money I spent at Best Buy on our screen.
Yeah, you know what?
It showed
that's
every
true too
purchase I've made.
Yeah, that's kind of dumb on their part. They really, because I spend a lot of money in Target.
They don't
no
add
getting
it up,
around
though,
it.
Right? There's not like no like big number, big total at the top.
Yeah, because I don't know. There must, trust me, they know how much I spend at Target. But it was funny, once I had to return something. Oh, that waffle
that
maker.
Mean? What does that mean?
They know how much I spend.
Who's when
they?
I had to
Target tracks stuff like crazy.
Yeah,
they know how long you spend in each section of the store.
Who's they? When you head up to the cashier at Target, you think the cashier knows how much you spend at Target?
I think some of the cashiers I know at this point.
Well, I mean, I know, but you think that
they know how often I'm there?
Okay.
I'm not saying a dollar amount.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
Yes, no, but if you buy something with your red card, I think it probably works with any credit card though at Target, and you go to return it and you don't have your receipt, they could scan your card to see that you bought it at that store or at a Target,
cool,
and give you back the price that you paid for it.
Are they sponsoring our show yet?
I don't know, but they should.
Best
Target,
Buy?
Better than Best Buy. I guess that's all I got.
The gamer gift card's pretty good, though.
It is, but I still got a better deal.
Or not gamer gift card. What is it called now?
Oh, whatever. Yeah, the Gamers Club Unlocked.
Yeah, gamer gift card was also a great thing.
That was, yeah, that was awesome. That was the best.
Oh,
that
so
they
new
actually
releases
knew how to do in the store,
mm-hmm, right? And they really thought you were ripping them off then,
but they didn't care.
Well,
much
they couldn't do anything about it. Other new releases. Do we have anything?
I don't
really
think there is anything else this week.
Everything else is pretty much just indie games that have come out on different things now or old games. So if you want to play Gradius, $8, your arcade archive of the week on PlayStation 4.
Ugh. That's all I got to say about that. Ugh.
I played Gradius at the Barcade, the new Barcade that opened up down here.
And how was it?
It was free. So that was good. There's like 50 arcade games in this new one.
I thought you told us about this last week, no?
I might have told you about it separately.
Oh, okay.
So
what's it called?
That's all. Barcade and Over the Rhine. It's like 16-bit something. I don't know.
You don't even know what it's called?
It does it matter?
It's 16-bit, I don't know, barcade probably. I mean, 16-bit bar.
And what do you get?
You get beer, you pay for your beer, and then you play all the video games for free.
Why can't they do that here?
16-bit bar is the name of it, plus arcade.
That's some name.
That's why I couldn't remember the name of it.
It's like Project Cars.
Which didn't make the top 10 of the NPDs for May.
Surprise, surprise.
Wow, look at you sashaying right into that.
Hey, you know, I do my job. They should have had the EX in the title.
Yeah, totally.
Apparently it did very well in Europe, but I'm pretty sure every simulation racing car game does pretty well in Europe. I read some article where it was the best-selling something racing game since Dirt 2. I was like, oh, okay.
But not as good as Super Smash Brothers.
What do we have on the NPDs?
You got The Witcher 3 winning. Big
win. Hey, that's a good win.
I'm still playing it. I try to do what you tell me, Ship, and get the... I mean, do I get stuff if I beat the monster dens? What are the monster dens? I'm not sure. When
you blow them up?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just a little side quest. You get experience points for this.
Okay, but you don't get any ability points.
No ability points. You usually get experience points, and there's usually like a chest or something nearby that you might find some goodies in.
But I need to have the right materials to blow that shit up, though, right? Or can I just use my fire breath or whatever, fire hand?
It tells me that I need bombs, and that's what I always use. But
I don't know how to make bombs.
It's right there. Just go to your crafting.
I don't have the stuff then.
Oh. You don't pick enough flowers.
It's good, though. I know why it's number one. It's good.
I think they announced they sold 4 million copies worldwide.
Yeah,
already.
Yeah, which is great. I wish I could get into it a little more. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's me. I don't know. I want to play the game, and I turn it on, and then I'm playing it. I'm like, I don't know if I want to play this game anymore.
You don't know what it is? Is it the combat or?
I don't know. It's weird. It's just not clicking with me. Yeah. I mean, it's not a question of not wanting to like it or giving it a chance. Maybe. Perhaps. I don't know. There's just something about it where it just isn't. Because on paper, it sounds like the kind of game I should love. But instead, I'm like finding myself going to other games. I played a good amount of Halo 1. But
in the championship thing?
Yeah, in my collection, my Master Chief collection.
How was that?
It's cool. It's fun. I like pushing the button and seeing what it used to look like, what it looks like now, what it used to look like, what it looks like now. But it's fun. I would check out some of the other stuff. You know, I maybe do those co-op maps from Halo 4 again. Those were fun.
Hold on, my air conditioning just turned on. I have to go turn it off now. I don't want to because I'm sweating.
Yes, but and also, you know, and I, if we want to talk about this now, I played a little bit of Destiny.
I don't want to talk about that now. What are you doing playing Destiny?
You know, it's funny because so many people in my Twitter feed talk about how they're still playing Destiny. And how they love it, and it's like their thing. And I go on and I look at my PlayStation 4 friends list, and you know, whenever I'm on there, if they say there's 15 people that are playing games, at least 10 of them are playing Destiny, and to me that's amazing that a game that you know is a new IP that came out last, when did it come out? September? Still has an audience, still has dedicated players. That doesn't happen very often. And I'm like, I feel like I want to jump back in and just check it out. Why is it still so popular? Before I could play it, though, there was a 9 GB update, which is pretty big.
You're talking about Destiny, right?
Destiny, yeah. So I downloaded that. I started to get into the game. I'm level 22, and I was even playing with another keg last night, and the problem with the game is still...
It's boring.
It's not even that it's boring. I actually...
It's that it's boring.
I have no idea. Well, it's not that I have no idea. There's no real clear way to get from level 22 to level 30. And most people are level 30 and up. And everyone says, well, you know, when you're level 30, the game's going to be a lot more fun. I'm like, yeah, but how do I get from 22 to 30? Because
it's on the internet. Just look it up.
It's a slog. It's a
great,
grindy.
They should have named the game that grindy slog.
Because that's kind of what it is. And I'm like, you know, you're not really. It's like the game has its hooks in these guys that are already level 30. But if you want to, like, I don't see how anyone playing this game knew. It's just I don't see it. It's weird. Oh. Maybe
that's
weird.
Why it dropped off the chart so quickly.
I guess so. But, the DLC must be selling like crazy. They also require you to have the DLC for a lot of stuff now. It's like, oh, you want to do this? Got to get that DLC. So, I don't know. I don't know.
Will we see Destiny 2?
No. This is. Oh, you want an E3 prediction?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you're going to see Destiny 2. I think you're going to see...
You're going to see the $40 add-on.
You're
going to
see the $40 add-on. And my guess is that they may announce another, like maybe even DLC to that expansion pack that would come in 2016. And if they're smart, but I don't think they would do it, maybe a whole new character type. Like right now, there are the three. Like maybe add a fourth one.
There's a difference between them.
There's enough of a difference. Again, I think it would still get people interested.
I think it would keep the same people interested, which I'm fine with. I like that people enjoy that game.
Yeah, I was going to say, the game is wildly popular. Not just kind of popular, but like insanely popular. So
it's popular. I don't think it's...
It is it is telling that the game is not in the top 10, yet Call of Duty Advanced Warfare still is.
Right, it's not as popular as NBA 2K15.
It's not as popular as Call of Duty.
Well, yeah.
Well, we're talking Activision against Activision here. I think there's a parallel that's worth the comparison.
Well, Splatoon did very well. Cool. Number 5 in the NPDs.
Mm-hmm. And it was only out for what, like 2 days?
2 or 3, yeah. Cool. But I don't know if that's a title that continues to sell. Or if that's just a one-week title, really.
Yeah, probably not going to sell too much more.
I saw they put out a Splatoon Wii U when I was in Best Buy for an hour.
Cool.
What's a Splatoon Wii U?
It's just a Wii U that comes with a download code for Splatoon in it.
I see.
I think it would have been neat if they would have somehow made it brightly colored to go along with the theme of the game, but it's black.
Colorful. What else we got here with the NPDs? PS4 was the best-selling console, and it looks like the Xbox One sold 139,000 units, as say the sleuths over at GAF. So, all right, that doesn't seem like a lot.
Well, it's a bad... I mean, May is not a good month to buy a console.
No. What else we got here? We up to Wombat's news and stuff here?
I believe we are.
So you wanted to talk about... Oh, there was Oculus Rift news today.
Yes. Did anyone pay any attention to that?
Some of it.
So... I guess the big thing that came out of it is that if you have Windows 10, you can stream your Xbox One games, and it's going to come with an Xbox One controller in the box.
Right. Now, do you understand what stream your Xbox One games mean?
Now, does that mean that like when I stream a PlayStation 4 game to my Vita, is it like the same kind of deal?
Yeah, it's similar.
Basically, but... There'll be like a big virtual screen in your headset. It's not going to turn Halo 5 into a virtual reality version of Halo 5. It's right. going to turn Halo 5 into
Halo 5 strapped to your head.
Right. Like those, like those smartphone devices can do, like those virtual theaters type situation. Thanks to the people on Twitter who educated me about this because I did miss the conference. But so that doesn't seem like something very exciting to me personally. Like that's not something that I'd want to do, I don't think. If I have a television. I can see it being good if you don't have a television, maybe. No. And you have an Oculus Rift. That seems like who's that person?
And an Xbox One.
Right.
I mean, I don't. Did they even say it? They didn't say how much it was going to cost, though, right?
No. Yeah. Never.
I mean, that's kind of like what it comes down to anyway. Come up with three. I like this one from Inquisitive Guest. on Twitter said, come up with three reasons why one would spend $1,000 or more on a PC, whatever it's going to be on an Oculus Rift, just to play an Xbox One game. And I mean, that makes a lot of sense. Why would you not play your PC game that's going to look better? Or an Oculus native game? I mean, isn't that the reason why you have the thing?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know why you would want to do that. I think people will be confused. I think people are going to think that this is Microsoft's answer to Project Morpheus, but it's...
Well, I think that's what they want.
It's people to think.
Yeah, I mean,
it's savvy of Microsoft, but not really good for the consumer.
Yeah, for sure. So I don't know who would be interested in that particular technology, but it's available if you need it. What did other people have to say about it? So yeah, people were confused because Malik Sharma wrote in on Twitter and he asked if the Oculus plus Xbox One is the winning combo. Because that's not you're missing something. It's a trio you need. It's not a combo. You got to have that PC. So yeah, that's weird.
And I mean, they'd already announced that Windows 10 PCs would be able to stream Xbox One games.
Correct.
So this is just an extension of that, really. Like, of course, if you're able to do it to the PC, then you'd be able to output it to the Oculus Rift.
Yeah, I think people are confused. I know people are confused.
Oh, sure, because it doesn't make any sense why you would do this. That's why.
Right.
This is the exact opposite thing of what you'd want to do, just like streaming Xbox One games to a PC.
Right, people want to go
the
other way.
That's the exact opposite of what you'd want to do.
You think there's any chance they announce that at E3? The opposite?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think they'd want to allow you to stream PC games to your Xbox One.
No, they don't want people access to another marketplace.
Right. They don't want people playing their Steam games on Xbox One.
No. All right, so you can forget about that, I guess. Anything else here on they also unveiled the hand controllers.
Those weird. They're weird looking, I'll say that much.
With the low mental load.
You're a low mental load.
Thank you. No, I already called you a low mental load. How's that beer?
It's good. It's nice. Beer in a can.
Wow, you're a real trendsetter.
I know. I don't have to wear shoes to work now.
So yeah, they have the natural controllers. They look really weird though. They look like, I don't even know how to describe them. Like lassos, frozen. But I don't know. I guess we see Ship. Ship didn't schedule any virtual reality appointments at E3. I mean, I saw our schedule's pretty booked up, but
Ship dropped the ball.
No, I did not. I intentionally kicked the ball away.
Shipwreck got face cancer from a VR demo.
Right.
Did you know that?
I'm not sure if that's why I had face cancer or not.
Yeah,
but
I think so.
Yeah. I just don't have an interest in doing that at E3.
I mean, well, we liked the space one.
I was going to say.
We did like the space one, but...
Is it time to move on?
I've had more not great experiences with those things than great.
I don't know. I would be interested in checking out a Drift in the virtual. Chibi played a Drift in virtual reality, though. So
yes, that's going to come out. You know, the Valve model is coming out this year, so I would like to try that. But I guess I can wait till it comes. If it's coming out this year,
I'm sure there'll be plenty of opportunities at E3 for you to strap something to your face.
No, because Wombat's not coming.
Wah wah.
We should bring wipes, Shipwreck. The face wipes. I bring them with me usually when I, you know, when I'm out with Ty and stuff.
Yeah.
It's good to have that. So.
I don't know. I just didn't. There was nothing that made me think, oh, we need to go see. The hard part about that, too, is like if we talk about Oculus Rift stuff, it's really hard to convey anything that people just don't.
You have to try to explain.
Right. Right, like it's like you have to do it to see what we're talking about.
Right. Ben Gilbert is not going to be happy when he hears this. By the way, that you didn't schedule any VR appointments. I'm having lunch with him tomorrow, I think, and he's just gonna just be like, What
the That makes me fuck? Happy then as well.
I trust in Shipwreck. Whatever Shipwreck says goes. So I, you know, what can I do? I'll have to sneak in with Ben's appointments.
That's fine.
Ben, I'll have to tell us how wrong you are.
I just don't, I'm still not bought in on virtual reality.
It's, yeah, I mean, you know, Drift was cool.
A lot of it's cool. I just don't see it as something that I'm going to sit down and play at my house.
It's going to be hard. Like, you're going to have to make sure you'll never be able to do it. How are you even do it? Like, even if your wife is out, if you have a baby, you can't play it unless you have somebody else home. And if you have somebody else home, they're not going to want you to play it because you're just locking them completely out of the, what you're doing. Yeah. Single guys will like it, I guess. Let's talk about Sony. People writing in about The Last Guardian. Corey Schmidt asking if we're excited about it. And at Coke Logic asks if this is the year that they show an update or announce cancellation. They're not going to announce cancellation at E3.
Am I allowed to not care about The Last Guardian?
No, you're not.
Because I don't care about The Last Guardian. I think those other games that were like it were kind of boring as all hell. So.
Whoa.
What was that game? Ico? Sword
Eco.
Horn Sword Eco, yeah. I tried playing that game so many times.
I like that game.
I
cried at the end of that game.
You would.
I know, I did.
You would. Cry at everything, though.
Did you play the basketball part in it?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah. It's good.
I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
I don't know if I'm excited for it because I don't know anything about it. And I don't know. I mean, I really liked Eco a lot. Yeah. I mean, I hope they show something awesome. Would I love to see like a cool video about The Last Guardian after I've eaten delicious hors d'oeuvres at the Sony thing? Yes, I would like that.
What time is it anyway, the Sony thing?
6 p.m.
So 9 p.m. for me? Okay, that Correct. Works. That works.
But the food comes out at 4.
Well, I'll be home. I'll probably
so you want to be there at 4.
I'll have home food. Maybe I'll eat a special dinner just so I can pretend that I'm there with
little,
you guys.
Little plates?
Yeah, maybe I'll like go to like I'll get a pizza and Chinese food.
Mm-hmm. And eat it standing up outside in the sun.
And what I'll do is I'll put the pizza in the backyard and I'll keep the Chinese food in the front yard so I can walk around my house eating different foods.
You should have a DJ on your roof.
I could do that. I could put Sabrina on the roof.
DJ in the middle?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it sounds like a plan.
It's kind of hard to be overly excited about The Last Guardian at this point just because we haven't seen it in how many years? 5?
Something
along those lines, right?
I'm excited. You know what I'm excited for? I'm excited for hip hop gamers' excitement for The Last Guardian.
That would be a lot.
That would be exciting.
I guess the latest rumor was that Cerny was working on it.
Yep. Now? Yeah.
Cerny?
Finishing it off.
Yeah.
Is that like a knockoff Sony brand?
Mark Cerny. Of the famous West Coast Cernys.
Yes.
Of the Knack clan?
Of the Marble Madness Mafia?
What's a Sorny?
That's a guy's name.
That's a guy's name.
No, it's a joke. Oh. No, that's what Homer says. What's a Sorny?
So yeah, I don't know.
Only one who watches The Simpsons on this show.
Did Toy Soldiers War Chest not make it onto the outline?
I guess not. Did you see that they announced Toy Soldiers War Chest? It's going to have He-Man and G.I. Joe in it.
And other things to be announced.
And two others to be announced.
Transformers?
No. Shipwreck's right. We discussed
I think
this.
It's just going to be the Cobra and Skeletor.
The Evil Horde?
Yeah, well, it's not the Evil Horde unless
Horde I'm pretty sure. It's,
yeah, I'm pretty sure it's gonna the main character is gonna be Skeletor and Cobra Commander.
Which
Cobra.
Is kind of disappointing because they say like two more licensed armies, which is it's like yeah, two more licensed armies, but I feel like
it has Cobra, to be them, right?
Well, I mean, Cobra is part of the G.I. Joe license. I feel like it's two sides of the same coin.
Right, you shouldn't call it that.
Yeah. Like, that's not going to be that big a surprise. That's what I mean. Like, if they say it's Cobra, I'm not going to be shocked. I'm going to be like, well, yeah, you got G.I. Joe. Why wouldn't you have Cobra? It would be stupid not to. Same thing with Skeletor. I'd rather it be something different that's unexpected.
I wish they just would get rid of the made-up toys that are in this game and just
make full blown
go all in on these ridiculous licenses.
That's what they got to do to make them big bucks, for sure.
Yeah, just Mattel versus Hasbro. That seems like win-win. That would be great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bionic 6.
Mask.
Jason.
Mask would be great.
Mask would be the best. Yeah. Shipwreck and I discussed this earlier this week.
Going over town.
And that can't cost much to get that license to do that.
Well, and again, if you already have G.I. Joe, are they both Hasbro or is that Kenner?
Well, Hasbro bought Kenner.
So, I mean, you're already working with the company. It's not like you're just adding on to an existing contract. You're not starting from scratch.
Just throw in Mask for free with G.I. Joe.
Pretty much.
It's not, can't be worth anything.
Mm-mm.
Nobody's looking for that except us three. Oh, we sold three of these Mask DLCs. Like, I guess it wasn't really worth it to make that. Oh, I don't know. We heard there was quite a buzz about it. Let's see. Where are we here? My Wide World of PC. At Blind Noir writes in and asks if there's any games we're looking to buy during the Steam summer sale or games you'd recommend other people buy. I'm at the point now where... I got people yelling at me on Twitter that I haven't finished Pillars of Eternity. That's the game that I'm being yelled at.
I don't even know what that is.
I'll be yelled at it. That's the, you know, the old school
style.
I
don't care.
Anyway, yeah. So I don't know. I could give two shits about the Steam Summer Sale. I couldn't.
You could give a steaming shit about
Right. Show. Yeah. Just as I care about it almost as little as Wombat, I would say. I'm just maybe a little bit more interested in Wombat. What was that?
I'm sure I'll buy some really cheap games in there.
I'll see.
I might buy Shantae. Shantae was on sale today.
I don't know. I got to log into my account on my phone to buy stuff. It's a lot of work. I got to remember my password.
I will buy nothing on the Steam Summer Sale.
Let's go to the CAG bag and wrap this baby up so Wombat can go to bed. Silent Dante writes in and asks if we're going to be doing audio boosts again this year at E3. I think that's the way to go, Ship. We haven't talked about this yet, so I guess we just both assumed that we were going to do that.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Yeah, that's just the easiest thing. And it's people seem to like it.
I was going to do some audio boosts too.
That would be amazing. You should definitely do that.
I was going to do that on Monday. I'm working from home, and I have my out of office. I already have it typed up. It says I am going to be slow to respond because I plan on sitting around and watching the conferences. This isn't a secret, by the way. I'm not like keeping this from work.
Right.
Work knows exactly what I'm doing on Monday, and they gave me the thumbs up.
You know, like the girl on Facebook who said posted a picture of herself complaining about how she was too busy serving rude white people.
Yes, no, this is not like that at all. This is I won't be able to attend this meeting on Monday because I'm going to stay home and watch the Microsoft press conference, to which I was told.
About it.
Yeah, I was very open about what I was doing because they could have very well said, well, we would really prefer you to go to the sales meeting, to which I would have done that.
Right.
But
I'll be sitting on the toilet recording an audio boo.
Exactly. So... Yep. I'm not stupid.
Getting it done. At Jason Clark 682 writes in and asks, what game are you hoping to see at E3 that no one is talking about? Shipwreck?
That no one is talking about.
Some surprise, I guess.
Maybe a Battletoads? Seems like Rare's working on something, right?
I don't know. I don't know. I haven't been thinking much about E3.
I think
Alchemic Drive.
Brad?
Yeah. I'm waiting.
What
for
about
it.
What is it? Mech Warrior? Is that the one?
Rad's better. Think about how cool Rad is.
Crimson Skies, huh? Maybe they're bringing back Crimson Skies.
In theory, that sounds like a good idea.
I know, but in practice, not so much. Yeah. It would be disappointing.
So, a lot of those games are kind of stuck back in that era where we were just so happy to be playing online games against each other.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Yeah. We didn't need much back then.
Nope. HD remake of Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
The collection.
Yes, Marvel Ultimate Collection, which includes both X-Men Legends games as well as the two Marvel Ultimate Alliance games.
What about?
I'd like to see a Marvel character basketball game.
There you go, Marvel basketball.
That sounds like it would be fantastic.
Like NBA Jam?
Yeah, like NBA Jam, but with Marvel characters where they all had different superpowers.
Brilliant.
I would buy that. I can't lie. Say I wouldn't.
Oh, no, it would be a great game. There'd be no reason to not buy it, except if you wanted the Game of the Year edition.
I'm thinking Mr. Fantastic would be the best player in the game. Because he can score a basket from just, like, the other side of the court.
Are you allowed to kill people in the game?
Would that be traveling, by the way, if he's holding the ball but his feet aren't moving and he stretches into the basket?
No.
No, that's legal.
Okay.
That's completely legal. I don't know. I'm sure there'd be a way to counter that. You could tie him up with some webs or something.
Shoot fire at him.
Yeah, shoot fire. That seems like good.
Would that work? Fire?
I think this is a game that's probably going to be at E3.
Marvel Basketball. I'm sure it will be.
It would just print money. Like, you have NBA 2K up there the whole year. It needs something to challenge it.
And Marvel Basketball is where it's at. So is this like a 2-on-2 type game, or is this like...
I think it would be a 3-on-3.
3-on-3? Okay.
I think 3-on-3 would be good.
Just to differentiate it from NBA.
Now, would you get bonuses if you pair three characters that are on the same like superhero team? Like an Avengers bonus or something?
That's what we're up to now?
I think that might work. Like, I think that might be how you separate out the teams. You might just... like have an Avengers team. And
well, I think you should be able to choose any three characters, but if you choose three characters that complement each other, you get like if I picked, say, Namor, the Hulk, and Doctor Strange, I should get a defense bonus because they're the defenders.
It just writes itself, really.
Yeah.
No women though, right, guys?
Why would you ask such a stupid question? Of course not.
Obviously. It's so hard to animate. We'll never figure that out.
Nope.
Let's see. Any one of these you want to answer? Or you just want to go to bed?
I mean, I don't really see anything.
Are you even looking at it?
I am. I'm like, I don't. It looks okay.
I'll do one more.
Okay.
Two more and a plug for somebody who asked for one. At Drumkiller asks, is the Apple Watch Sport worth it? Thinking about getting one. It's moderately worth it.
It is not worth it. If you, Mr. Apple, can't without hesitation say it's worth it, it's not worth it.
The only reason why I cannot give it a full recommendation is the battery drain that it puts on my phone is... very noticeable.
Also, it's useless.
It's not useless. It's actually pretty useful. But the fact that my battery usage, I have to recharge the phone at some point during the day, and I used to not have to do that. The watch battery lasts perfectly fine. I never even look at at how much battery is left because it's just not an issue. But it's sucking at my phone dry, basically. So yeah. But I haven't heard other people have that problem. So they got a lot of shit to work out. So it's we're not quite there yet. And also, Wombat, this may appeal to you, but there's something called the Long Island Retro Gaming Expo that's going on this summer.
I don't do expos.
What do you know? They want to hire you to come.
Oh, okay. Then I'll be there.
No, I'm just kidding.
I know.
Anyway, you can check it out. It's liretro.com. It's in Hop Hog, I think.
Yes, I was just in Hop Hog last week.
That's a great story, dude.
I know. It was exciting. I drove there in the rain.
Is that where Cusar is?
No. Cusar is in Garden City.
Can't wait for Cusar. It's going to be awesome.
You're going to be so disappointed.
Does it suck? You haven't even been there. I don't know.
I've been there in 20 years, but it was disappointing right. 20 years ago. So.
Ugh. They're obviously doing well if they're still around. They probably have the latest technology.
I want it to be great for you.
I need it. I need this wombat.
I know.
Don't fuck with me. Anyway, I think that's it, Shipwreck, right? Anything else we need to do?
Swallow my beer.
Yes. I want to apologize that my microphone sucks, but... And also the acoustics in this room suck also. So the combination of my fucked up microphone and the shitty acoustics in here, it's not a good combo.
It's all temporary.
It's temporary. I'm moving at some point, hopefully.
You mentioned it on Twitter, which is the only reason why I brought it up.
No, I sort of mentioned it. I did mention that I'm moving.
You did.
I'm trying to buy a house is what I'm trying to do. And it's taking up a lot of time. And, nerves also. But yeah, so that, and this place will have good acoustics because the ceilings are low and where my office is going to be. So anyway, and I'll be near Wombat, which is the most important part.
I agree.
I could have been closer.
It's okay.
Close enough.
You're fine.
And we have Cusar. Very close to Cusar. I'm closer to Cusar than I am to Wombat.
You are. Well, it would basically be us meeting in the middle would be Cusar.
Which is really the best case scenario.
I think for you, yes.
So, okay. Let's remind everybody to follow us on Twitter, GPD, New Wombat, and Shipwreck. And we'll be at E3 starting Sunday. So you should follow us on Twitter if you're not already. And Wombat will be tweeting and audio booing as well, as you mentioned. So keep an eye out for maybe if you listen carefully to Wombat's audio boos, you can hear like the little shit farts coming, like since he's casting from the bathroom.
Oh, I didn't know where you were going with that.
Or he was eating breakfast.
I have no idea where he's going with this one, but okay.
Well, the acoustics are good in there.
Yeah.
And I think that's it. So you'll hear from us next week via Audioboo. And we'll tell you how to get that on Twitter, if in case you can't figure it out. See you then.
Bread's done. Can't